Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, there you go, Wiggies. That is a safari song for you from the Steve Miller Band.
Is that what that is? Yeah. WPS all day long. The safaris. No.
Is parasailing WPS?
Yeah. Okay. I feel like the majority of people that you're going to find doing that is probably going to be 80% white people.
So just to be clear, you said safaris, volcano tourist attraction visits, parasailing, all WPS.
Yeah, I feel like anything where you have the chance of dying
is WPS.
Black people tend to go, yeah, I'm good. And like I said, I don't know my dad, but I get that from him because, you know, when I'm around, you know, my wife's family or some of my black, it's like I'm good when it comes to that.
So mountain climbing?
WPS.
WPS.
Yes.
I see.
The brothers, they love the 100 miles an hour on the crotch rocket.
Okay.
Which is, so when I see like crotch rockets going 100 miles an hour down the highway or
then
buck 50.
That is BPS.
Yeah, I'm like, that's BPS all day long.
Now, what Curtis is going to Hawaii for his vacation. What if he goes to a luau?
I feel like the luau is something
that's
that,
for everybody.
Yo, dancing and, you know.
Yeah, with the pigs on
the haka.
Maybe they've always been expensive.
Oink! Oink!
Will Fleming's coming with me. Have you seen how expensive luaus are?
Oh.
No.
Wait, really?
I can't even, I don't even want to say how
expensive. You have to now.
So for three of us, including James, who is like basically free.
He's not going to eat anything.
It's $1,000.
Really?
Wow.
Wow, that's nuts.
And that's food and alcohol included, but you don't drink. So.
Exactly.
Right.
I was like, can I get a, you know, a kid's
can I get
one?
A virgin Mai Tai?
Right. And they said that's redundant if I get something virgin. But it's insane. It's like 4 hours of open bar, which seems like there should be another option, but there's a train ride. It's a whole to-do. So we'll be there. You only live once, I guess.
That'll be a nice little trip, Curtis.
It will be great. James, it's the day before he turns three because he's free until three.
Oh.
What about cornhole, Wiggy?
Yeah. I don't see many brothers at the cornhole event. There'll be a few sprinkled in here and there. You know, there's a few of them, but yeah, that is definitely.
That's WPS.
Yeah, and it's dominated. And I would say WPS, but dominated by white males. That is dominated. When it comes to cornhole, they dominate all day long.
Yeah.
You could tell. They are good at it.
Yep.
Well, as long as we're talking about the annual beach cornhole tournament, which is Saturday at the Brunswick in Maine, let's open up the Window World of Boston WEEI weather window and allow Curtis to poke his meteorologist head outside and give us the forecast this morning.
And I just want to give a word to X-Bear. He's stuck again watching the show.
Oh, X-Bear
so
is?
I don't, there's is an X button on the upper right corner of your browser.
What is he upset about?
No idea what they're talking about. 15 people that talk at once. Nobody ever talks about sports.
Oh. Are there 15 people here?
Oh, so no? I'm sorry you're lost, but you can click out, and then there's Google, which can you redirect you wherever you want. Sports.
Is that true, though, that nobody ever talks about sports on this show?
I mean, we did spend a lot of time about Bolivia, and that was rude. But, yeah, I think the vast majority of the show is sports.
Yeah.
I mean,
but did we talk Red Sox?
Yep.
And we talked Drake May?
Yep.
OTAs.
Most everybody here said they don't want to acquiesce and say farewell to Jaren Duran, even though the Padres might give you some value there.
Oh,
that would be stupid.
Huh?
That would be stupid.
Why
by
would
the
that
Red Sox.
Be stupid?
You don't give away one of your best players.
Well, you're trying to get Roman Anthony up here.
Yeah, okay.
So you ease things when it comes to your outfield, and you're providing some value for the future.
No, but isn't Duran part of your future?
Yes.
Isn't he young?
Is he?
Yes.
Are you gonna be? This team seems to be in the mode where they want a bunch of young guys who haven't reached their $20-25 million annual salary mark. And so are they not going to part with Jaren Duran
in a
couple, 2-3 years anyway?
No, because you would then, I think, re-sign him because you're not in a rebuilding stage. You brought in Garrett Crochet. You made moves for your team to get better, not to rebuild. I could see if you weren't adding pieces like that and you were like, all right, we're going to rebuild this whole thing. I think you re-sign Duran. You bring up Anthony. You move Sedan, Rafael. You can actually keep Sedan in the outfield because at the game last night, they had I know Willie Abreu plays right field.
Yeah.
But do they feel like that's somebody that they see in their future? Because if not, you could have Anthony and Abreu kind of bouncing back and forth between right field if you wanted to keep Sedan in the outfield. If not, you just move Sedan to the infield. And
Devers is going to shortstop, so, you know, you got that solved.
Right.
He's going to shortstop.
We just hit our sports quota for the hour. Good job.
That's where he was taking grounders, Wiggy. Were you not there last night?
Yeah, I was there.
For warm-ups?
No, I wasn't there for warm-up.
Oh. Yeah. Guy is giving everybody a big, giant middle finger. That's what Rafael Devers is doing.
If you want to talk about autographs to bring this full circle, Pedro Martinez would pregame sign autographs like you read about for all the employees, for everybody. Nobody was ever more generous with their time than that guy.
Yeah.
But weather window, 65 degrees in Boston, sunny skies, perfect day today, sunny, approaching 80. Looking like Thursday at Old Orchard Beach, we will be at the Cowbell that evening. Old Orchard Beach looks gorgeous, going to be around 80. Abundant sunshine Friday morning at the Brunswick in Old Orchard Beach. Looking like partly cloudy skies, mid to upper 70s as well.
Yeah, we have got to get good weather for the cornhole tournament. We all need to work on that. We need to manifest it, Courtney, if
okay.
we could, because there's nothing worse than cornhole in the rain. So we have got, Curtis, you got to work on that for me for Saturday.
I'm working on it right now. It's not good, so I'm not even going to talk about it.
And we need you to tell us what the weather is going to be 6 to 10 a.m. outside at Old Orchard Beach on Friday, just so we can plan our outfits.
Layers,
yeah.
You may need layers.
I'm going to tell you this right now. It's looking pretty nice. It's going to be, the low is going to be in the mid-60s.
Oh, okay.
So not, I think last year was in the 50s.
Yeah.
You can get a whole house full of energy efficient windows installed for just $99 a month at Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. All right, so that's it on the sports quotient. We can't do any more on that?
No, we can keep doing it, but that was the limit. That's what we were
allotted. So I'm asking the question. Somebody in the Twitch chat said Greg hates Rafi Devers. I don't hate anybody. I love everybody. Mm. But why? What is the point of him being out there last night in front of everybody taking grounders at short?
I don't know that one.
What's the point of it? You explain it to me, because you're his mouthpiece.
I have no idea what that one's all about.
You're his hype man.
Yeah, I can't answer that one for you.
Why is he, if not to just say, hey, F you,
mm-hmm.
This is what I, is that where he wants to play now? Is that what he's doing?
I like, I had no
He's
no
not
clue
gonna
about
touch
this.
First base, he's not no? gonna touch third base.
I thought he was fine at DH.
That's what he said.
Until you said he's taking ground.
I don't think he's gonna move. I think he was just doing this to maybe it was an FU.
Butter Guy says, Greg, you do dislike him. Please stop making him out to be the bad guy. Whoa, I'm making him out to be the bad guy now. That's how that's happening.
The way
I'm spinning it is that he is a guy who is unwilling to help the team out when the team needs it. And so I'm just making that up. That's not what Rafael Devers appears to be.
Well, the team screwed him over in the beginning. Yeah. So I think it depends.
They're paying him $30 million a year. How do you screw somebody over when you're paying him $30 million a year?
Because you set him up to fail in the beginning of the season.
He didn't seem like he failed.
He did.
Why not just leave him at third base then?
Well, you had a guy who was better at third base.
Well, don't you have guys that are better at first base, but you want to put him there? If you don't want to mess up the chemistry of the team, and that's more important, leave him at third, put Bregman at second.
Because Bregman also said he would play second.
Yeah, you could have easily done that.
Right, and Rafi Devers could have accepted the fact that a year prior he said, we need better players in the team. The team did that, and then he bitched.
But then he bitched because they didn't make it obvious to him that he was not going to play third. If you believe that Alex Cora said to him, hey, man, no, it's going to be between you and Bregman. I don't know who's going to play third. Maybe we'll split your time. We're going to try it out in the beginning of the season. I don't think that's what happened. Like, I think that he told Rafi Devers something that didn't end up being true.
Yeah, that's why I said I put this more on the organization, because if they would have got out ahead of this in the off season, as soon as they signed Bregman, then I think we wouldn't be in this position.
So a team can treat you poorly, so it's okay for you to be unprofessional?
Well, I don't think it's okay.
You're excusing it.
I didn't say it's okay, but I can see somebody being petty.
Right. So, I mean, but you're defending someone for being petty.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm saying that I understand why he's doing it. I don't agree with it.
Right.
We all wish that he was handling it differently.
Yeah. But the organization, if they handle it differently, we're not in this position. So then we don't even have to worry about him being petty.
So you'd rather the Red Sox without Bregman?
No, I'd rather the Red Sox have handled the situation in the beginning, in the off season. So when you get to spring training, there is no issue. They did not do that. Yep. They could have easily sat down Cora, Breslow, Kennedy, could have easily sat down with Devers in the offseason and saying, hey, we're going to bring Bregman in, and he's going to play third.
Did Alex Cora not say last week that when talking to him about playing third base currently because they're in a pinch, he was, quote, not having it? Did Alex Cora say that? Okay.
Yeah.
So why is he out there last night then?
If
he's not having it.
Yeah, because maybe he's saying, I'll help out. I'll play shortstop.
As of now, he's not having it.
Maybe there's one position.
I'll help out. I'll play the most difficult position in the infield.
Yeah.
If that's the one you want to give me.
That's the only
thing I'm taking.
Right.
Seems like a giant FU to me.
It might be, but the reason you're in this FU situation is because you as an organization didn't get ahead of this. You should have got out in front of it. Is Devers being a little petty? Maybe he is. I understand why. But if you do your job as an organization when you know you're going to bring in a guy to replace Devers at his position, you should have made sure you sat down and talked to him and did everything. It's the same way that – and it's not kind of the same way – but players just tend to be petty. Brady was petty when you signed Garoppolo down in Cleveland. You heard Joe Flacco say, I'm not here to mentor no young guys. Guys are going to get petty when they feel like you're putting somebody in a position.
And there's been so many things said. And if I'm Devers, I'm hearing Craig Breslow on this show or others on this station say, oh, we're not going to move. When Bregman first got hurt, we're not going to move Rafi to third because we don't want to mess with him because he's figuring out DH right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now because you guys didn't have a plan in place for if Tristan Cassis went down at first base, now you want to take me out of the role that you have me in that I'm finally figuring out and put me there? Like, make that make sense.
Right, and why can't Cora just pick up the phone and call Devers before they sign Bregman and say, here's what we're thinking about.
Because he would have acted the same baby-like way that he acted now.
Well, maybe he would have, but by the time...
The result would have been the same.
No, but by the time they
He would have done a press conference with his translator and said, I want to play third base, and I don't think Alex Bregman ought to be taking my position.
But who knows?
It would have happened earlier,
But you don't know that Cora might have been able to talk to him beforehand and convince him to maybe go to another position. Or maybe he does go kicking and screaming. But this is not an issue that we're dealing with now, because you would have had everything taken care of.
And why does it all fall on Rafi at the end of the day? Like, why didn't they have a plan in place? Shouldn't they have guys ready to go if somebody gets hurt? The Red Sox have dealt with injuries the last four seasons. That's been their crux. That's been what they've said every single year is the reason why they don't end up playing in October.
Well, maybe their plan in place was that the guy who played the position would go back and play it.
But at first?
Somebody who's willing. No, at third.
Okay.
No.
But what about at first?
Right.
Well, I guess.
So then why not move Bregman?
I can't. Let's just say it's like I agree that Cora could have done things better in the offseason.
Okay, so
the team's better with Bregman at third. Everybody, I think, can agree to that.
Yeah, we can agree to that. But the team is probably better with whether it's Campbell, whether it's Sogard, whether it's Gonzalez, whether it's Toro. They're probably better with them at first than Devers.
Did you do the Toro more when you were in Stowe, Greg? Or did you have a guy?
Oh, I had a guy.
Oh, of course.
So why are you not saying that? Why don't I hear
it? It was a week, basically, that they needed him at first base.
I not hear that?
It was a week and a half.
But why am I not hearing that?
Hearing what?
Bregman's better than Devers at third. Am I not hearing these other guys are better than Devers at first?
Because they're not.
For like a week and a half.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Half over there.
Right. What do you mean?
What's the big deal? Like, what's the big
It's a much less important position. It's much more easy to field than third base. That's why.
Right, but you don't think that Christian Campbell is a better first baseman or Romy Gonzalez is a better first baseman?
No, Christian
Romy
Campbell
was out with an injury. You get that?
Yeah.
That's when they needed him.
But so you had Sogard and Toro playing there, who are better defenders than he is.
Okay.
Well, you're just looking for a reason to blame Devers.
They want what they want with him playing a positional spot in the infield
right.
is the addition of his bat in the lineup.
But Wiggy, no, I get that.
But yeah. you're using this as an excuse to blame Devers.
I'm not.
His bat is in the lineup
as a DH.
Yeah,
you can add another bat to the lineup. Like the one you're paying $70 million
mm-hmm.
if you have him positionally in the field. Like, you get that, right?
And we can both agree. We all agree, Wiggy. We think Devers is petty, right?
Yeah, I said that.
Okay, That's it. We all agree. You just don't think it's as big a deal for someone to be petty?
And
it's fine.
Do we agree that there's better options at first base?
In the week that separated the injuries, no. I thought you have to combine the bat with the glove. It's both.
Yeah, but see, I don't understand. Because this is the part that I think Courtney and I look at as going, this is just annoying and fraudulent, is because when you wanted him gone from third base, everybody said, move him to DH.
I feel like I'm arguing with James right now. It's like,
but how do you think I feel when you keep going back to, he can't play third, we want him to DH.
Right.
Then he moves. I loved it.
He moves to DH, and now you're going, a horrible third baseman you want to now put at first base.
Right, because things occur over the course of a Major League Baseball season where you have different needs depending on the time of the player's injuries.
Right.
So that's why it's not even applicable. I don't know why you keep going back to that.
Because they're a better positional.
Do you think we'd be talking about Devers playing third if Bregman never got hurt?
No.
Okay, so then what are we even doing? It's all related to the issues with the roster.
No, it all started with Rafi Devers not playing first base or helping out at first base.
You just want to help him out a little bit.
Right. It has nothing to do with third base.
You could get Roman Anthony up here and DH Roman Anthony.
And I could ask you the same. I could ask you the same question, Wiggy. Why did Devers want to play third and then not want to play third? Why did he flip flop? Because you keep saying, why am I saying this? Why did Devers say, I want to be a third baseman, then he's asked to play third, and he said no?
Because he came up his whole career as a third baseman with the intention of being a third baseman.
Right, so why didn't you want to play it?
He wanted to play it.
After he figured out DH, and after Bregman, when he left for his wife to give birth, they said that they weren't going to put him in that position because he finally figured out DH. I feel like if I'm Rafael Devers,
what do you have to figure out if you're a third baseman? He said he was a better hitter when he played the field.
What are you even talking
about? You interrupted me, and now it's...
I'm confused with your thought process.
Give me the mute button, Tony Reale.
So it's Devers' fault because he didn't want to go to first base. Now it's Devers' fault because Bregman got hurt, and he didn't want to go back to third base. Like,
hold on, let me get Jake. Jake from Quincy. What's up, Jake?
Wiggy, you sound so stupid, honestly, and fraudulent. Go tell Bill.
There's like that could play the position. But you sound fraudulent.
It's easy for all of us to sit back and say, be a better teammate. A better teammate. If I'm Devers, I'm like, F this organization. They've screwed me over left and right. I don't care if I'm making $30 million. I'd also love to see his contract because everybody's saying, if I did this at my work, I'd be fired.
Right.
What if his contract says like he can only play a certain position.
Well, as Cora told you, the guy who signed the contract no longer is here.
Right. And people like Jake and all these people complaining about Devers are so phony and fake because their biggest thing was from day one, Devers stinks at third base. He's horrible.
Yep.
Go to DH. He goes to DH.
It was horrible when he started.
Starts off slow, and people like Devers stink. Then he catches fire. He's your best. He's been your best hitter for a while now. And now people are like, oh, he's petty because he won't play third base for a week or he won't go to first base for a week. But those were the same people saying he sucks. Get him out of the field.
All right.
So they're so phony.
Maybe he just had a sudden urge last night to get out there and field a few grounders at shortstop.
He's probably like, you know what?
Yeah, I just wanted to do that and just see what the reaction was from the fans.
It's like spending the whole spring training bitching about how much better you are when you play the field, then getting an opportunity to play in field and say you're not into it. I don't know.
How about?
Call me crazy.
Beautiful night here at Fenway. You know what I feel like doing? Toss me my glove. I think I'll go out to shortstop and field a few grounders.
How about your $7 million a year manager who's supposed to be one of the best managers in baseball when it comes to handling players gets ahead of this and sits down with Devers before the season even starts so this isn't an issue.
Or preparing for if one of your guys gets hurt and you have a backup at first base.
And stop comparing Bill Belichick and football players to baseball players.
Whoa.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
Hit a nerve there, Jake.
Well, it's so stupid. Well, Bill would never say, hey, Wiggy, we want you to go play the defensive line. It's like the dumbest thing ever. Stop with the comparisons. Baseball and football and other sports are totally different. It would be like telling Patrice Bergeron, you know what? We need you to play goalie now.
Okay.
So dumb.
Bill Belichick did tell Mike Vrabel, we need you to catch a pass here or there in the end zone.
He told Mike
and
Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel said, thumbs up, Bill.
He told Mike Vrabel.
Whatever you need. Whatever you need, boss man.
He said, Mike, here's what we're going to do.
Save that.
You're a good athlete. We're going to put you in on goal line. Brady's going to do a play action fake and run a crossing route or a corner route. And if you're wide open, catch the football. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Yep. Fourier got screwed.
Yeah, exactly. That's all he did. He had other guys that could do it.
Can we get to what is trending immediately?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Red Sox dropped their first of their home series with the Angels. Final score 7-6. Richard Fitz only lasted an inning where he allowed 6 runs, giving up 3 homers. They've got another one with the Angels tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start. Brooksy will join Will Fleming right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Steph Diggs was present at practice yesterday, looking fast. Looks like that ACL is healing nicely. There was some bad news for Jelani Tavai, who went down during practice for an extended period of time before being helped off the field by Jabril Peppers, putting limited pressure on his right leg. Today, they've got their 8th practice. It is closed to media. And that was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Big savings are sizzling at Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, pick up value pack beef T-bone or New York strip steak or lamb loin chops bone-in for just $7.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network.
Curtis, did Troy Brown jump in at secondary in a pinch?
Sure did.
Remind me of that.
Played a whole game.
Okay.
Imagine if Ken said to Greg, you're actually really not good at hosting. We're going to put you in Curtis's position. And then Curtis gets sick and he's like,
I would do whatever it takes.
Stop it.
I will do whatever it takes. I do whatever it takes for this organization every single day. Right. Oftentimes when the rest of you are home in bed or getting some kind of lip treatment, I'm still working. I don't know if you've noticed that or not.
Yeah.
Delivering revenue so that the checks don't bounce around this place.
You are.
The thanks I get. All right. Hill Notes coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.